9, 10, 9, 10, 8, 10, 9, 9. Fini.
Busy signal. That's what I get when I call.
Common Ground is a private, not-for-profit organization offering dispute resolution services to the people in Columbia and Greene counties. Common Ground provides trained mediators who work to resolve the differences between two or more participants on issues including family, housing, business, workplace, school, and neighborhood disputes. The mediation process is informal, private, confidential, and voluntary. For more information, please contact Common Ground at 518-943-0523 or on our website www.commongroundinc.org.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jess Puglisi of Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Oh, oh, Big Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Big Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Big Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Seems to get his man. He's tough enough to catch a bullet with his hand. He doesn't have to sweat to get him, you know. He gets him with his two-way radio. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Now his men are called retouchables. They're brave and bold. Well, look at them, you wouldn't think they'd catch a cold. But when Hemlock Holmes is leading them, there's just no doubt. For criminals, it's Roger Dodger over and out. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Treat him rough and mean. He pounds him like a Mexicali jumping bean. He's got a friend jiu-jitsu who's just 1 foot tall. But though he's kinda short, he's really on the ball. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Crime doesn't never pay.
The Chance welcome you to Forgotten Geek Presents on WGXC. This is Corey McCaslin bringing you some schedule filler to help get us all through this trying time. Speaking of trying times, this comes from one of the previous trials our nation faced. In World War II, the Armed Forces Radio Services broadcast news and entertainment to troops. One such broadcast was Dick Tracy in B-flat, a parodic radio musical based on the classic and colorful comic strip starring the titular Flatfoot police detective. Originally airing on February 15, 1945, Major Meredith Wilson, future composer of The Music Man, conducted the AFRS Orchestra with an all-star cast. Bing Crosby as Dick Tracy, Bob Hope as Flat Top, Judy Garland is Snowflake Falls, teen heartthrob Frankie Sinatra is Shaky, Jimmy Durante is the Mole, and Dinah Shore is Dick's main squeeze, Tess Trueheart. The cast also features the Andrews sisters, Frank Morgan, and AFRS announcer Harry Von Zell. I'll be back to wrap up at the end with an obscurity from the Warren Beatty adaptation's soundtrack.
Performance USA, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, gang, this is Harry Von Zell reminding you that it's time to join us once again for another session dedicated to answering your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now, it's come to our attention that a lot of you guys have been reading comic books while our shows are on. Now, we realize that you men and women in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines can do exactly as you please at any time. But Command Performance hates to lose any listener. So for you guys who like comic strips, tonight we're going to devote our entire time to a real super-duper two-fisted He-Man thriller. One of your real big favorites, Dick Tracy. And so it's on with the first comic strip operetta of all time, Dick Tracy in B-flat, or... For goodness sakes, isn't he ever going to marry Tess Trueheart? Ready, Maestro. Overture.
This is the house. That is Tess Trueheart's window. Would that I were a bird so that I could perch upon her sill. Oh, Tess! Tess Trueheart! No answer. I'll sing our love song. Mayhap she will hear me and come to her window.
Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? Why is my heart hearing things like the sigh of Sinatra? Whose dream are you? Can you be loved? Can you be kissed? Or will you fade like the mist in the sky? Tell me, have you come true? Are you here in my arms? Could a dream love ever seem half so divine? Darling, whose dream are you? Maybe someday you will reveal that you are no dream. You're real. You're mine.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that singing troubadour? Bringing song to my boudoir.
It's I, Dick Tracy.
How I love your square-cut chin. I'll come down and let you in. Hiya, Dick, give me some skin.
Thank you, Scad's test true heart.
Well, the big day, huh, Tess? We're finally going to get married.
Yes, Dick, and this time you better go through with it. I've waited 13 years to get married, and you keep putting it off.
Well, honey, some big crime keeps coming up, and I have to dash out and solve it. In 1941, it was 88 keys. In 1942, it was Mrs. Pruneface. And in 1944...
Wait a minute. What happened to 1943?
Very interesting year. My laundry came back. But I know I don't have to worry about you, Tess Trueheart, because your heart is true.
My heart will always be true, but if we don't get married pretty soon, the rest of me may stray a little.
Now, steady there, gal. Steady, steady. Tonight's the night. Tell me, where are the wedding guests?
The wedding guests are assembled in the parlor, even now. The Summer Sisters are gathered around the spinet, and Vitamin Flintheart is gathered around the punch bowl. Methinks Vitamin has drunk too freely of the four roses.
How can you tell?
His nose is broken out into small bouquets.
I disapprove of that. Why aren't men more like me? I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't gamble.
Oh, please. Please don't tell me any more of your faults. We're getting married tonight.
Come, Tess, let us join the merry throng and get on with the nuptials. I will fling open the door.
Oh, shut up. At last the moment has come. Tess Trueheart, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Richard Tracy. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Ah, at last. I now pronounce you man and... No, bean juice. Blasted interruptions. Always interruptions. I get that dang thing torn out.
Excuse me, darling.
Oh, Richard.
Hello, Tracy at this end.
Hello, police chief on this end. Well, that takes care of both ends.
Chief?
At 3:30 this afternoon, the First National Bank was robbed, and the crooks got away with $3,468.77.
$3,468.77. Are you positive?
Just a minute. I'll count it again.
Ah, Chief, this sounds very suspicious. You weren't in on the deal, were you?
That's ridiculous. I wouldn't do anything crooked.
Well, okay, Dick Tracy is on the job, and all I can say is that whoever held up the First National Bank better get out of town.
Well, I'll go home and pack.
Yes, I must be off.
Oh, Richard, this is terrible. Left at the altar again. Why do you not renounce your ceaseless pursuit of evildoers for better by far if you opened up a live bait store in Death Valley? Don't go.
Ah, but I must. I owe it to society. I must be off to do a job. I can only stay a minute. I'm off to pinch a crooked mob and everyone else that's in it.
How I dread the chance you take. How I hope for your escape. And each night I'll stay away till your safe returning.
Thank you, dear, but never fear. They'll never get old Dick Tracy. When I get back, we'll hire a hack and go and hear Count Basie.
My hero has no fear as that fatal moment nears. Let me hold you by the ear. They're so strong and flappy.
There'll be no mush. I've got a rush. I'm heading for the station. So save your smacks and pat on the back till I get my vacation.
He brought the pipe, the ball, the pipe, the wonderful guy, the crazy. My lonely chest remains in a mess without me and the lazy. Why?
Was a good phone
with a long extension.
Did you see what I mean? Is I know it was a good phone. I had a friend. He was a good friend. I told my friend about my phone because I thought he was. No man ain't got no friend. I'll bet you can guess just exactly what happened. My friend works for the telephone company. That was the end of my friend, the end of my phone, and darn near the end of me.
Up, reach for the ceiling. It's Dick Tracy, you swine. That's funny. Nobody here. The First National Bank is empty.
Drop that gun and turn around, Tracy.
If that voice belongs to who I think it does, I may never turn around.
What a pleasure. I've always wanted to have a gun in this guy's back.
Yeah, and you can pull it up a little, too.
Sorry, I was going to blow your brains out. Now drop that gun and turn around.
All right.
You guessed it, Tracy. I'm flat top.
Flat top? How did you ever get a flat top on that egg-shaped head of yours? Well, now that you got me flat top, what are you going to do with me?
You're not going to like this at all. You'll probably hate every minute of it. You're really going to get the full treatment, Dad. Oh, it's going to happen to you.
Well, what's going to happen? I'd like to laugh a little, too.
I'm going to put you in the vault, pour a pitcher of cream over your head, and then throw in a tiger with a rough tongue.
Proceed. Dick Tracy fears not your threats. The author will find a way out.
Well, you'll never get out of this vault, you marble-headed hero. First, I'll close the steel door. Now I'll twirl the combination. And now I'll slide in the bolt. There.
Hey, Junior, you forgot something. I'm still on the outside.
All right, get in this one. Fool with me, eh? I may look like I'm not much, but I am. Some people forget that I'm the top. I'm the vicious flat top. I'm the top. Got it in for that cop. I'm a naughty boy. I'm the pride and joy of sin. So I sank my claws in old droopy drawers and locked him in. I'm a jerk, and the people love it. Never work, and I'm right proud of it. I have lots of fun when my water gun goes pop. So if you want someone flat, call Flat Top.
Dick Tracy, a fine wedding day this turned out to be.
No. Don't fret, Miss Trueheart, my little rum blossom. Forsooth, I see not what you want with that flat foot when I, the pride of the Flint Heart, am available.
Well, Mr. Flintheart, I hate to say this, but you're so much older than I am.
Older? Bah! Age is in the mind, I hope. They don't call me vitamin for nothing.
Why, Mr. Flintheart, I'm shocked to hear you talk like that. And after the nice things I've heard about you from some of the other girls.
The girls are saying nice things about me?
Oh, yes.
I must be getting older than I thought. But, my dear, you don't realize the glamour that surrounds the life of an actor. I'll never forget my last appearance in Pooped Out, Nebraska. Tell you about myself, Miss Blueheart, and the glorious life I lead. A wandering actor I, my life is interurban. I drink a lot of bourbon to wash down my vitamin pills. My better days were spent behind the lights and grease paint. Though I'm half shot, my heart ain't. I've got much more pep than Sinatra. Because of my capsules and my vitamin pills.
C, D, E, and G.
They're my vitamin pills.
Well, I must say that... Mr. Flintheart, that's very interesting, but...
Okay, let's get on with it. Papa's back.
Dick! Dick, what kept you?
That rat Flat Top. He stripped off all my clothes and left me in a locked bank vault in my long underwear.
How did you manage to escape?
Through the trap door in the back. Oh. Well, everybody, let's get on with the wedding, huh?
I told you people, I want to get Tracy married. This is one jam he'll never get out of. Now, Richard Tracy, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Tess Trueheart, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Good. Then I pronounce you man and... Well, I'll be a second lieutenant.
Hello, Tracy. Chief of Police speaking. Want to ask you a question.
What is it?
When you pick up a suspicious character, isn't it customary to frisk them?
Sure, you always frisk them.
See, what did I tell you, madam? Now hold still.
Chief, did you interrupt my wedding just for that?
Certainly not, Tracy. I've got terrible news. Snowflake has just been kidnapped.
Snowflake? Snowflake? Snowflake?
Yeah, it must be a blizzard.
Well, I'll get on this case right away, Chief. There's the only one man who could have done something as dastardly as this. The Mole. I must find that blackguard and wring the truth out of him.
Oh, Richard, you're not going to leave me at the altar again. I've been dreaming of settling down in an ivy-covered cottage and raising a family. Poor girl.
You got the wrong boy, but hold on to your corset. I'll be right back, Tess. The subterranean entrance to the home of that villainous gopher?
Yes, better known as the hole of the mole.
Mole, I've come here to ask you a question.
I don't know where to get cigarettes either.
Now, you can't wiggle out of this one, Mole.
But I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with Snowflake's disappearance.
Aha, I said nothing about Snowflake's disappearance. How did you know she was missing?
I seen it in the newsreel.
It hasn't been in the newsreel.
I read it in the paper.
It hasn't been in the paper.
I heard it on the radio.
It hasn't been on the radio.
I wish they'd hurry up with that television.
Confess, Mole, have you had something to do with this dastardly kidnapping?
I got a perfect alibi. At the exact time of the kidnapping, I can provide 6 witnesses who will swear that they saw me at a table of a well-known restaurant.
You've got a perfect alibi? At the exact time of the kidnapping, you can provide 6 witnesses who will swear that they saw you at the table of a well-known restaurant?
This man is quoting me for verbatim.
If you're not a criminal, why do you live in this underground hideout?
I'll tell you, gumshoe. Oh, the folks call me the mole, 'cause I dug myself a hole. Ho, 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 and I live down there.
Below.
A reaction. My nose requires more room, so I dug an extra tomb. Ho, 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 and it lives down there. That's why they turned me down for OCS. Oh, there isn't anything finer than living down in a mine. Below, 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 beedly, ho, ho, ho. That's where the worm hangs out. Everybody wants to get into the action. Oh, the folks think that I am a nut. They say I am in a rut. Ho, 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 'cause I live down there.
Bee, 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 bee.
I'll take it.
Mole, if you'll squeal on the kidnappers, I'll see to it that you get special consideration.
I am no rat.
I'll see that the police don't bother you.
I am no rat.
Well, I'll give you $1,000,000 reward.
That's the cheese I've been waiting for. I'll tell you all. Snowflake is up in Flat Top's apartment. Even now, he's playing with bubbling champagne.
If I know Flat Top, it's Spike 7-Up. Thanks for the tip. I'm off to Flat Top's apartment. And gadzooks, I hope I'm in time.
Come over here, Snowflake. I'm going to tie you up with this rope.
That rope? You wouldn't take advantage of a poor, defenseless girl, would you?
She doesn't know me very well.
Please, please, Flat Top, I beseech you to release me.
Nothing doing. I only release them when they're over 38.
Flat Top, I appeal to you on bended knee.
Kid, you appeal to me in any position.
You. What would your mother say if she saw you acting this way?
I never had a mother.
What would your father say?
Nothing. He never had a mother either. Listen, Snowflake, how about you and I teaming up?
Oh, don't be silly. I promised my hand to Vitamin Flintheart.
Give it to him. It's the rest of you I want. What about it, Snowflake? Will you marry me?
Oh, no. What would I want with anyone with such a flat top, Flat Top? It's your joke. But at least if
I
you
don't
were
take the blame, I tell
at
you.
At least if you were twins, I could use you for a bookend.
I don't get sassy, Snowflake. I'm a tough guy, see? I'll show you how strong I am. Watch me rip this telephone book in half.
You couldn't.
Just watch. Now for the next page.
Please, Flat Top, let me go. These ropes are pressing against my flesh.
I can always replace him with me. Me proud beauty, I've got you over a barrel.
Yes, you have got me over a barrel. Somewhere over a barrel, black and blue, smiling bravely the while I wait for a music cue.
I'm going along for you. Won't you please encourage me with just a word or two? Do, do.
You're so repulsive.
Oh, you needn't say you love me, for I'm pretty sure you don't. Don't you? I'll go along for you. I'll do a wrong for you, because I'm awfully strong for you. Honest little girl.
Listening to Forgotten Geek presents Dick Tracy and B-flat on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Open up, Flat Top. Open up before I break the door down.
Why, Dick, my boy, what do you mean, Flat Top? This is Tess Trueheart's house. Flat Top's house is in the opposite direction. You've been driving backwards.
Oh, it's my own fault. I put Serutan in the gas tank.
You mean to say you've been driving in reverse all day?
In California, who notices it? Well, I'll get Flat Top later, but where are the wedding guests? What happened to everybody?
Now, my boy, we must be brave about this. They couldn't wait any longer. They had tickets to a Sinatra broadcast.
First it's Flat Top, now I'm having trouble with Flat Chest. See, the place is deserted. There's nothing left but a table loaded with presents.
Look under the table. I'm loaded, too.
Good old Vitamin, you're the only one who stayed with me.
I'll be gone soon.
I can't believe that Tess Trueheart has run out on me. She knows I left her at the altar 13 times. Oh, Tess. Could there be somebody else?
Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? Why is my heart hearing things like the sigh of you know who? Whose dream are you? Can you be loved? Can you be kissed? Or will you fade like the mist? Half so divine, darling. Whose dream are you? Maybe someday will reveal that you are no dream, you're real, you're mine.
Oh, I am heartbroken. Fate has dealt me a most horrible blow. What else can happen to me now?
Plenty, Tracy.
Who's that?
I'm Flat Top, and I got a gun in your back. Stick him up.
I'm the mole. Stick him up.
I'm the chief of police. Stick him up.
Chief, why are you sticking me up?
I like to be on the winning side.
This is the end of the trail for you, Tracy.
Yeah, you're through. There's a block of cement over your head. It's going to fall at the count of three.
Then we're going to pour gasoline over you and put a match to it.
After that, we're going to take what's left of you and put you in a bone-crushing machine.
And then to top it all, we're going to cover you with rattlesnakes.
Egad. Egad, I wonder what Superman would do in a spot like this.
And so, we leave you until next week.
1 week later.
Perhaps you are wondering how Dick Tracy got out of his terrible predicament last week. As you may recall, when last seen, the mole and Flat Top had him under a concrete block and were getting ready to release the rattlesnakes and set fire to him. How did he get out of it? He forced himself. And I'm happy to say that the next voice you hear will be that of Mr. Tracy himself.
Hi there, Vitamin.
Oh, hello there, Dickie boy. Quite a party you're having.
Well, Vitamin, I don't get married every week.
Well, of course not. Couldn't get married every week. It'd be awful. Another honeymoon, another girl. Man couldn't. How could he possibly... What am I saying? It'd be great.
Hello, Mr. Tracy.
Hello, Mr. Tracy.
Hi.
Well, if it isn't the Summer Sisters and this sister. Girl, shake hands with Vitamin Flintheart. Don't shake too hard. With all those pills in him, he'll sound like a crap game.
Well, it's delightful to meet you girls. The Summer Sisters, eh? Which is which?
I'm May.
I'm June.
I'm July.
July? Where'd you come from?
I came right ahead of my brother, August.
Well, you're for me, July. You're the hottest.
Control yourself, Vitamin. You're breaking out in capsules.
By the way, did you see all the nice presents the bride got?
Oh, yes. She has a very large trousseau.
Yes, she has a very large trousseau.
Yes, she ought to wear a girdle.
Well, the girl's been sitting around for 13 years waiting to get married. Anyhow, I'm sure glad you could come to the wedding.
Oh, we wouldn't have missed it for anything, Mr. Tracy. And that's not all. The Summer Sisters are enemies of crime.
My name is June.
July doesn't rhyme, but it finishes up the tune. We are singing on Tracy's wedding day.
You, Richard Tracy, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
Good. Do you, Tess Trueheart, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
At last, I get my $2. I now pronounce you man and... What, no telephone? Well, sir? Good. I now pronounce you man and... Oh, nuts!
I
I'll get it. Hello?
Guess who?
Oh, no. Haven't you run out of slugs yet?
Listen, Dick, did you tell me to stop a robbery on the corner of Hollywood and Vine?
No, Chief, I said Sunset and Vine.
Oh, sorry, gentlemen. Go right ahead.
Look, now here. I'm very busy. I'm getting married. Come to the point.
There's terrible news again, Tracy. Remember a crook named Shaky?
Sure, I put Shaky in jail.
Well, he shook loose. Look, Tracy, I'm calling from a phone booth in a drugstore. I hate to say this, but Shaky just held it up. He's already killed 13 people.
Killed 13 people?
Yes, 10 customers, the proprietor, the janitor, and a guy who dropped in for a small Coke. No ice.
Well, don't worry, Chief. I'll capture that scoundrel, or my name ain't... This is the place.
Hey, Tracy. A word with you, my noble Dick.
Oh, it's the mole. What do you want?
When do I get to rub somebody out?
Later. Get back in that manhole. Now for the drugstore. I'll sneak up behind him. Now I've got you. Aha! You murderous villain. Reach for the sky.
Wait, Tracy, it's me.
Pardon me, Chief. Pardon me. Where's Shaky?
He's over at the counter having a mullet with an egg in it.
Oh, I couldn't see him behind that straw. Go out and cover the back door, Chief. I'll deal with Shaky.
Right.
Now, I hate to be mercenary, but there's a $5,000 award for Shaky alive. And a $5,000 award for Shaky dead. In his condition, I'll hit the jackpot. All right, Shaky, the jig is up. Get off that stool.
Just a minute, cop, until I finish this mall.
Oh, fine. He fell in. Climb out of there, Shaky, and start talking.
Don these jumbo straws. They suck back.
Never mind that, Shaky. You're going on a long, long trip, a one-way trip. And there's bad news at the end of it.
Just because your head looks like a crystal ball, don't be telling fortunes.
Hold the phone. What are you talking about? Dick Tracy has a beautiful head of hair.
Well, he should have lent it to you tonight.
Now, listen. Listen, you pipe cleaner in suspenders. Justice has caught up with you. You better talk and talk fast. Why did you kill 10 people in this drugstore?
Because they aggravated me.
Why did they aggravate you?
They were alive. It was maddening. I'm sitting there around me, breathing.
You're just a jealous rat, and I'm going to see that you get what's coming to you.
Oh, darn you. You are a brute, and I'm sure of one thing. You spoil my fun before I've begun. You have that certain some something. I sure do wish that you didn't have a gun.
Mikey, you know.
But you're a naughty one. You should be hung.
You mean for the crimes I've done, for the songs I've sung.
About 50-50 to go.
Till then,
I've got you in my clutch. Well, brother, you ain't clutching much.
Okay, I'm taking you down to the station house, and it's such a nice night. Let's walk.
If you're walking, Tracy, I'm going piggyback.
Not on this piggyback, you're not. Now, come on, quit stalling.
All right, copper, I'm right behind you. Drop your gun.
Glad to see you, Flat Top.
Shut up, small timer.
What do you mean, small timer? I just bumped off 12 people.
You couldn't bump off 12 termites in a lumber yard.
All right, wise guy. How many did you knock off today?
None I knocked off today.
Well, you certainly went by way of Dubuque to knock that one off.
Shut up, copper. I'm gonna bump you off.
Don't shoot, Flat Top. This guy may be useful to us. He's got his ear to the ground, you know.
That ain't all that's dragging.
said maybe we can do business with this guy. Every man has his price.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Listen, Tracy, how would you like to make some easy money?
Honestly?
Cross my black heart, it's a cinch.
I shall pretend to take their filthy bribe, and by so doing, round up the entire gang.
I might be willing to talk business with you, Flattop. If my cut of the swag is big enough.
Good, then. It's a deal.
All right, let's shake on it.
I'm tired of shaking. Let's shake.
We're three pin-up boys, filled with charm and poise. Tracy,
a shaky, and flat top.
I'll make justice win.
Please don't fence us in.
Tracy,
shaky, flat top.
We're just two little sheep that lost our way around. I'll keep you locked in jail, no matter how you pound and pound. Oh, what are we to do? Listen, mug, listen, mug, you're through. Tracy,
a shaky, and flat top.
Hey, flat top, what did you do with Snowflake?
I had the mole take her down to Gravel Gertie's gravel pit.
Let's all go out there.
Just a second, Tracy. You ain't got any ideas about pinching anybody, have you?
No, just Snowflake. Really, I'm one of you now. I'd even step on her foot if you wanted me to.
Would you twist her arm?
Yeah, would you punch her in the nose?
Yes.
And may the district attorney forgive me.
Okay, but no tricks now. I'll be watching you.
Good. Let us away.
Toward the same destination as another car. Leave us see who is in it.
Ah, woe is me, woe is me. Helpless in the foul clutches of the mole.
Just a minute, Snowflake. My clutch. Just a minute, Snowflake. My clutch may slip a little, but it ain't foul. Besides, I do not mean you any harm.
Comely rich.
Beside me.
We gotta smoke something, don't we? I told Flat Top and Shaker to drive out here, too. Wouldn't it be funny if we all got here at the exact same time? You know, ask silly questions, you get silly answers. This was a hot car anyway, and it's a cinch theirs was, too.
Hey, Mo, why don't you watch where you're driving?
I put my hand up.
Well, here it is.
And may I return your windshield wiper?
Let go, that's me.
Wait, look! Wait! Wait, look! What is this monster crawling out from behind the rock?
Gravel Gertie.
My name is Snowflake. And if you don't let me go, I'll call the cops.
You hear that, Tracy? She's gonna call the cops. Ha, yak, yak. Yeah.
What? You, Dick Tracy, that represents all that's clean and honest, has turned viper?
Just a minute ago, I was a windshield viper.
What I ought to do.
Say, Gertie, you look pretty good tonight.
Yeah, I think I look awful. A laundry put too much starch in my hair.
I think it's beautiful. I'd like to run through it barefooted.
You got the feet that can stand it.
Come on, sit on my knee, Molly, and I'll serenade you with a mandolin.
Tell me all about yourself, Gertie.
With my high-pitched tonsils and my low-heeled shoes and my long hair sweeping up the rug, I ran into a racy dick whose name was Tracy and wound up in the jug. With his snap-brimmed Kelly and his square-cut jaw, he was quite the went the wagon. Har, har, har went the brow. Snap, snap, snap went the bracelet. As I started to leave, he collected my sleeve with his hand. And as if it were planned, with the utmost of grace, kicked me right in a place only Tracy could find. That's the end of the line.
Hey, that was great, Gertie.
Yeah, but we haven't bumped anybody off in hours. Let's rub Snowflake out.
Oh, no, no, you mustn't, you mustn't. I'm too young to be fractured.
They're never too young. Where's my Tommy gun?
I'm glad you asked that, Flat Top, because while Gertie was singing, I disarmed you all. Now, reach for the sky, you rats.
Again, reach for the sky. Every 2 minutes is calisthenics.
What a triumph this is. Single-handed, Tracy has rounded up 4 public enemies. No other dick can make this statement.
Hooray! Hooray, may I be the first to congratulate you. Hooray! What am I cheering about? I'm headed for the electrical harakari.
I'll say you are, all of you.
Quit taking bows, you ham cop. If I had my gun back, I'd fill you so full of holes you'd have to go on the air for Swiss cheese.
Hark! Here comes a horse.
Yes, and look who's on it. My lover, Vitamin Flint Heart, Tess True Heart, the Summer Sisters, and old Josh Hofer.
This has got to be the finale.
Yes, on with the wedding. On with the wedding. Let's all get married. Everybody pick a bride.
Only one to a customer.
Gad, every place you go, rationing.
Heard Forgotten Week's presentation of the 1945 All-Star Radio Musical Dick Tracy and B-Flat. This is Corey McCaslin thanking you for listening. We'll be going out today with a set of 2 songs from the 1990 Flash in the Pan pop culture phenomenon theatrical adaptation of Dick Tracy, directed by and starring Warren Beatty and another all-star cast. First we'll hear Erasure with Looking Glass Sea, then Ice-T rapping between plot recaps on the title song. Thank you for listening, and continue to be safe and hang in there.
Sweetheart, say you love me, I'll fly you to the moon. The choir of stars above me will sing out a favorite tune, a rhythm divine, if you're so inclined, the perfect melody. We'll go down to the water and sail on a looking glass sea. And hoist the anchor with a kiss. Sweetheart, say you love me, I'll fly you to the moon. The choir of stars above me will sing out a favorite tune, a rhythm divine, so inclined.
the perfect melody. We'll go down to the water, down to the water, and sail on a looking glass sea.
I'd work you over for 50 cents, Charlie. You're just lucky I don't have any hardware with me. Darn lucky, I tell you.
It was gambling that brought the rising star of mobster Big Boy Caprice to zenith and brought crime buster Dick Tracy onto his scent. Caprice had made his bones in the small-time extortion and protection rackets on the South Side, and had prosecuted his vendettas with a ruthless tenacity that earned him a reputation for cunning, murderous unpredictability, and an unwillingness to forgive that was remarkable even on that seamy side of town. Business owners who failed to cough up Big Boy's exorbitant demands for tribute were hastily extinguished. And many a small-time operator learned the hard way with the mob. Not Webster, meant by territory, a school lesson that ended with a student dressed in a pair of cement overshoes.
Dick Tracy, look out, crooks, you better break out. Cause Tracy's chilling on a stakeout. He's in town, and he's hunting Big Boy Caprice. Tracy's on the CASC, it's no win if you think about doing crime. Tracy, have you doing time?
Word.
When he's dealing with hoods like Flat Top. He rolls solo, he doesn't need a backup cop. He just talks in the radio that's on his wrist. Pat Patton will hook him up quick. He makes his move and suckers is in his way. Well, pay. Dick Tracy don't play.
Caprice would scratch, claw, double cross, and slaughter his way to the top of an ugly heap. And by the time he was there, his greedy eye would wander to the spoils of national control of the racket. He was surrounded by a round-the-clock assortment of goons, pimps, shills, confident tricksters, flim-flam men, and later-jawed gunmen that responded to his every urge.
Dick Tracy, a real man, no phony. He better watch out for Breathless Mahoney. Cause this girl's sexy and I'm talking about super hot. And she's working on Tracy's soft spot. Test Too Hard is the one he's in love with. Gotta keep a cool head so he don't flip. But Tracy's too tough for that. He gotta get prune face numbers in the rodent pack. Influencing the thugs at the wrist understand that Tracy don't quit till he gets his man. And I'm talking about them. Dick Tracy's in effect again.
By degrees, his empire grew. An empire that fashioned itself into an unseemly replica of a king's court, where a jester could be put to death with a sore wink of a Neapolitan eyelid. At a whim, he could bring a whole neighborhood to its knees with a particularly unpleasant visit from one of his squads of Amici di Amici, or friends of friends. The territory he came to control with an iron hand was not called the Carnival of Death for nothing, and Big Boy Caprice had given his sobriquet a vicious ring many times over. It seemed that nothing would stop him.
Dick Tracy, not the one you want to cross, boss. Step to him and you'll be needing smelling sauce. Cause he's a C-O-P on the J-O-B. So don't M-E-S-S with T-R-A-C. Why? Cause Tracy's here to rock the place. Put away shoulders, the blank, little face. And any other crook that want to break ill, he got a problem, Dick Tracy's the bill. He found a kid that they call Tracy J.R. A good kid, the boy's gonna go far. Sam Catchum is another on the right side. But if you're not, then fool, you better run and hide from Dick Tracy.
Not politicians, not union bosses, not racketeers, not the treachery of his fellow serpents, not the heady aroma of power lust would be enough to undo this monolith of evil. Nothing but Dick Tracy, whose name had come up in regard to the office of police chief on the South Side. Tracy had handled the likes of Caprice before and seen the hideous rickness of other hoodlums end up behind bars. But here was a king whose calling card was widowhood and a brutal river of scarlet that drained itself in the city sewers.
Dick Tracy is coming to your town soon, wiping out all the mugs and the goons. So if you're wrong, you better move to some other place. I stay the hell out his face, cause he's no joke. When it comes to crime, he goes for broke. Even if the pistol smoke, he gets the job done. The man don't run. Talk about bad Dick Tracy's the one. Untouchable, the unstoppable.
Tracy's on a tape.
That's impossible. Super cop, there's no crook's friend. Dick Tracy's in the streets again.
He would create a rain of terror and a flow of blood that would not be staunched by anything but Dick Tracy and the nation's boldest crime busters. Ha, ha, ha. The gangsters laughed at headlines that promised a head-on war from the Attorney General's office. Cackles were heard again in mafia backparlors at the mention of Attorney General Fletcher's campaign for the mayoral office. A campaign that Caprice and his underbosses, Flat Top, Pruneface, Influence, and Mumbles, would conspire to bring to an abrupt halt and give the would-be office holder an involuntary dirt nap. Focus of the tentacles of Caprice and his hideous family was gambling. The glamorous shibboleth that kept the masses hostage to a dream. And in eternal slavery to the hope that this week, this month, their lucky number would come up. A hope that somehow never materialized. Roulette, craps, blackjack, vino. The ponies and the puppies were all raised and pulled like the strings of a marionette with a shining visage by Caprice and his allies. The city with its hopeless masses hooked like dope fiends on the game of the moment waltzed to the gangsters too. And he kept a parade of corrupt officials on the payroll to ensure that the waltz played on. One who dared contradict him was club owner Lips Vanless, proprietor of